Hi, my name is Michelle Stockton
Radio.
And welcome to my first ever radio broadcast. I am a clairvoyant medium, spiritual healer, teacher, and guide, and I hope that over the next 30 minutes that you will enjoy our first show. So for every time we have one of these shows, you're going to have the opportunity to call in to request either a message from spirit, which may come from a loved one or a spirit guide, or to ask a question about mediumship, spirit guides, healing, or anything else that's on your mind. I just wanted to say that this is a very exciting opportunity for me, and I really hope that you have fun with me this next half hour. So before we get to our first caller, I just wanted to share that my favorite part about mediumship is the experiencing firsthand the powerful healing, closure, and peace that the sitters, which are the people that who are receiving the readings or the messages, that they receive when they are connected with their loved ones. And to just be a small part of that on a daily basis is both very humbling and such an honor. And this is why I hope to spend a portion of each radio show connecting you with your loved ones and spirit guides. It's important to note that a full reading is very different than what you will experience during the show because obviously due to time limits and the fact that readings tend to be done privately, so the information during readings tends to go a little deeper than they will when we're doing something publicly. But that doesn't take away from the fact that the beautiful validation and healing that can be brought forward in public messages. So I value confidentiality very much. So that's where there'll be a bit of a difference between what you might experience with a full reading. But hopefully when you call in, you'll be prepared to be connected with your loved ones or your spirit guides. And it's going to be just wonderful to be able to offer this to you. So I do see people on hold already. So we are going to take our first caller. And this is very exciting. So let's see who we have here. Hello, you're on the air with Michelle. Who is this?
Hi, this is Maria.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Are you calling in to ask for a question or to ask for a message?
I'd like to have a message, please.
Okay. And so how we will be doing these is I don't want to ask anything about who you're hoping to be connected with or who you're hoping to hear from. What I will do, and this is exactly how I would do my readings, is I will be asking if it's okay for me to connect with your energy, and then we'll just see who's coming forward and what we're sensing about your path. The goal of these messages from Spirit is simply to provide some healing and insight and guidance into your path at this time. So sometimes, too, it's important to note that, there's two very important things to note before we go forward. The first is that I highly recommend that no one asks for a reading or a message from spirit if they've just recently suffered the loss of a loved one within 4 to 6 months. And the reason I say this is because it's very important that you, in the physical world, start the healing that is required before we get to that point, before it's time to connect. And the other thing is that, what was I going to say? I should have wrote that down. yes. And the second thing is that it's also important to note that the one that you might be hoping to hear from the most might be waiting for a more private opportunity. So it's important to just enter into these messages with an open mind and just, willing to hear what Spirit is bringing forward for you today. Okay, Maria?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. So I'm going to connect with your energy now. I just want you to relax. Inhale deeply through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. And we will just see who is coming forward for you today. Okay, Maria. So as I connect with your energy, and you might feel some tingling or warmth around your face or your head, this is just connecting the spirit. I feel quite a bit of fatigue, honestly. I'm feeling quite, especially in my heart chakra area. And when I'm noticing this, it tells me that it just feels like your soul is a little tired right now. I feel like you haven't had enough time to just rest and kind of reflect and work on your own personal healing. Does that make sense to you?
You are on spot. I'm just like mentally, physically, and emotionally just exhausted. Yes.
Exactly. And so when I feel this, it just tells me, especially I'm feeling a lot of pressure on my shoulders. It's almost like someone's pushing me down. So you probably feel tension there as well as in between, like in the middle of your back and shoulder blades there. And so when I feel that, it tells me that you're trying to take on far too much and you're carrying just like, it's like too many loads. You can't do everything for everyone and you really need a break. And this is what I'm hearing already. And what I also feel too is that it's really difficult for you to voice this because you know that you're kind of running on empty, but you feel like you can't really burden anyone else with that. Does that make sense to you?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. And so, okay. And okay. And so what I do feel is the spirit guide coming forward. Have you ever met any of your spirit guides before?
One, yes.
One. Okay. So I will just explain, especially since this is our first show, so people understand how I view spirit guides. I view them as spirits who are just like us, only they're not currently incarnated. And they've also have learned all of the lessons that we're currently here to learn. So the spirit guides that I'll be bringing forward for anyone that we connect with, they've been with you since before you were born, and they know you better than you know yourself. And how we kind of demonstrate the fact that they are with you is based on the information that they bring forward about your path, about memories that you would have, from your childhood and your youth, and all of the information that they bring forward that usually pertains to things that you do not vocalize with other people, so innermost thoughts and feelings, things that they know you need to hear. Okay. Okay. Yes. And it doesn't surprise me. You have a guide of compassion coming forward for you. And the guide of compassion, this is a role. I will talk more about the roles as we continue on. But the guide of compassion, specifically, their role is to help us learn our lessons on forgiveness, self-love, empathy. They help us work towards getting to a place of acceptance with ourselves and with the world around us. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Good. And okay. And so yours is showing herself as a female vibration. And I will also add to that, when our guides come forward and they show me an appearance, sometimes they'll even speak with a very thick accent. These are all things that I can hear, see, sense, and know. It's important to know that in spirit, we don't have one specific set appearance or an age or anything like that. The reason our guides do this, and how they usually do this is by choosing an appearance or a nationality or anything like that, based on an incarnation that they had previously that they resonated with, or one that they feel will strongly resonate with. So we don't have a set appearance or age or anything like that, but it helps us while we're in the physical world to kind of have a more tangible idea of what our spirit guides would look like if they were right here, if we understood them to be just like us. Does that make sense to you? And so how I see your guide of compassion, she's definitely a female vibration. She's beautiful, and she's showing herself. Okay, there you are. And she's showing herself as being very Irish, and I love these guides because they have such a wonderful accent. And she's showing herself as having more of an auburn hair. And it's got waves, and she's wearing this beautiful green cloak that I sometimes see the Celtic guides come forward as wearing. And she also has this beautiful medallion that kind of holds the cloak together. And I've seen this many times where they have this like crescent moon shape. And how, especially for the guides of compassion and guides of light, the reason they show themselves in wearing these types of clothing, it usually pertains to the sisterhood or brotherhood that they belong to, because in spirit, that's how they have to take a lot of training to become a guide. It isn't just anyone that can be a guide. And your guide of compassion, I'm gonna see if I can get her name for you. Okay. I keep hearing Lola. Her name is Lola. Okay. And I feel with Lola today that she's coming forward. Oh, and she has me sighing, and it's like she's saying, "Oh my goodness, my love, why won't you take a break?" She says, "Even when you have a moment to put your feet up, you think of five other things you could be doing, and you just refuse to give yourself that break." Does that make sense? She is tired. She's tired of watching you be tired. So she's saying, "Oh my love, please, please give yourself a break. You don't have to build, do everything in one day. You don't have to build Rome. You don't have to carry everything on your back. It is too much." And she's saying, "Okay, yeah." And so what I do feel is that while there are quite a few expectations from the people around you, for you specifically, it feels like the expectations you put on yourself is far greater than what anyone else expects of you. And it's like you've gotten into this habit of thinking, oh, you have to, do for everyone. You have to make sure everyone's happy and provided for, and everything's perfect for them. But then, you kind of have completely forgot yourself in the equation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that sounds just exactly like me. Yeah.
Yes. And so she's saying, but why are you doing this to yourself? Because she's saying no one is saying you have to do all these things. Sometimes people might come to expect certain things since if we've done it so many times, but she's saying, why don't you just enjoy this life? There's so much joy around you, but you're so busy getting everything done that you're not soaking it in. She's showing me the sunshine right now, and she's like, if it was the most beautiful sunny day and there was birds chirping and butterflies flying around your head, you would just be focused on, I have to go to the store and I have to get this done and I have to do all these other things, your mental to-do list. And she's saying, inhale and exhale and breathe the fresh air and just enjoy it, because it's there for you. It's just a matter of letting yourself be mindful enough to be in that moment. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's like one of the hardest things for me to do because I
It
do. I just
really
feel like
is.
overwhelmed with everything.
Well, and that's the thing, and I've heard it said before that when you feel the most overwhelmed, when you believe that you have absolutely no time for yourself, that is the time when you stop and take time for yourself, because we don't need to be that overwhelmed. We seem to be in a culture or a time an era where we feel like if we're not 100% giving it, just constantly on the go, trying to do, we don't, we feel like we're not doing enough, and it just. It takes away from our sense of enjoyment in this life. There's no reason to feel like we have to be constantly engaged in some activity or in some task or always trying to make progress. Because most of the time, I find we make the most progress when we're actually giving ourselves rest. And so, what I feel Lola is bringing forward for you today, Maria, is rest. You need to rest. Not only does your soul need to rest, but your body and your mind. And I know, and she's saying too, oh goodness, that the overthinking. She's showing me in your mind, it's just constant, constant. It's hard to shut that off, isn't it? Especially when it's time to
Oh,
go to
it's
sleep,
very
right?
hard. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, what she's saying is that, how about we write a list down of all the things you think you need to do, and you look it over and you really be honest with yourself. How many of those things do you really need to focus on or really worry about? Because it's not just the things that you think you need to do, but also the things that you're worried about, especially the outcomes of how things will turn out, and which tend to not really be completely within your control. Does that make sense?
Definitely, yes.
So what Lola is saying is, if you can, let's try to focus on making a list and seeing, where our mind is at. Why are we so focused on everything else when we're not looking on the inside for that peace? Because if you're looking for peace externally, it's just never gonna you're never gonna find it. It has to come from within, and that's why they brought my attention to your heart chakra, because that means that there's a lot of healing to be done. So I would presume at this point that there's a lot of dwelling on the past, things that have happened, interactions you've had with people. It's hard to let those go, right? You kind of play them over in your head, and you're wondering how things could have went differently, or how you might have or should have said something differently. Does that happen to you a lot?
Yeah, shoulda, woulda, coulda,
Yeah,
definitely.
exactly. And all she has to say is, does it change anything? Does it make you feel any better to keep going over something you cannot change? So she's bringing a very soft, gentle guidance to you today, and I feel her hand is on yours, and she's trying to stroke it and say, "Oh, my love, we have to rest. We need to rest first, and then we will start to make progress." Because I feel like that you're doing this to yourself, but it's really hard to get out of that habit, isn't it? To just say, "I'm done. I'm done doing all this, and I need a
Yes,
break."
extremely hard,
It
extremely
is.
hard.
But she's saying, be honest with those around you, and be honest, especially with yourself. Start the day with some gratitude and just allow yourself to. Oh, just to breathe, even if you can do a 5-minute guided meditation or just a 5-minute breathing exercise once a day, that would be a huge start, because it all starts with the breath. Once we learn how to allow ourselves to not breathe so shallow, it changes so much. Our whole body gets oxygen. We're not so stressed and tense and everything else. We start to relax a little bit. And I feel that Lola's really bringing this forward for you right now. And she says, baby steps. We're not gonna do this in a day or two, but the help is there for you from your guides as well as the encouragement. And you have to remember that you matter. And without you being your happiest, healthiest self, you can only do so much for others. Okay?
Wow, you are so good. I'm like so impressed, and I thank you. And before the show, I went and I looked at your website, and I'm going to go back there and schedule a reading with you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I am happy to hear that, and I can't wait to connect with you again, Maria. So I hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, you too. Many
Okay.
blessings.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Oh, well, that was very fun, and I was really happy to hear a spirit guide come forward for our first caller, because that tends to be where I guess if I was to put, say, a specialty or an expertise, spirit guides are where I'm at. That's what I teach about the most. That's what I, for whatever reason, it's just always been the thing that, since I was very, very young, it's always been what we focused on. And I teach a 5-week course on how to connect with your own spirit guides and how to, because it's important to know that you've subconsciously been communicating with your guides this entire time. This isn't anything new. But what can be difficult is bringing that to your consciousness to be able to accept that, yes, what you're receiving is from your spirit guides. And at the end of the show, I'll give you a few tips about that, because it can be very validating to start knowing that you are absolutely making that connection with your guides and that you can work with them. You don't need to be a medium to work with your guides or even to connect with your loved ones. The energy is there for you. The ability is there for you. And that's another thing that is important to know, that I do not view mediumship as I view it as an ability. So if you are ever drawn to open up your spiritual awareness, to start working on your spiritual senses, it is there for you. It doesn't mean that, oh, you'll be a medium in a few weeks or a few months or even in a few years. There is no harm in learning how to start becoming more open and aware and how to work with your own spiritual senses, because it is there for you if you are all drawn to it. So we're going to take another caller because we have a number on hold, and I know we won't be able to get to everyone today, but let's see who we have here. Hello, you're on the air. May I have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Melva.
Melva? Hi, Melva. How are you?
I'm fine. Can I get a general reading, whatever you pick up?
Yeah, absolutely. So I will connect with your energy right away, and we will bring forward either a loved one or a spirit guide. We'll see who is ready to come forward for you today. Okay, so I just want you to relax and just allow the energies to flow naturally and know that spirit always brings us exactly what we need in the moment, okay? So I'm going to connect with you now.
Okay.
Okay, Melva. Okay, so as I'm connecting with you, I'm noticing a lot of tension in my forehead. And usually when I feel this, someone is prone to either migraines or headaches, or that's where they carry their stress. I don't know if you have those tension headaches ever where they're kind of on your forehead and they can go behind the eyes and, oh, they're not pleasant. That's you? Okay. No, I'm sorry to hear that, but hopefully, yeah, and I can already see your healer guide. Okay, yeah, you're definitely going to have a guide come forward today. Okay, so
okay.
What I'm also feeling with you, Melva, is that the tension is just, it's just traveling down my neck and through my shoulders. So I'm feeling this all over my back. So I feel like you carry a lot of stress with you, and this creates that tension, and it manifests itself physically by giving you those headaches and just an unwell feeling, because I just feel like overall, even in my tummy and my abdomen area, I can kind of feel like things aren't optimal right now. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, and what I'm also feeling, the first word that I heard when I connected with your energy was change. It's time to change. And I think that, you know, I think that you already know that. There's changes that need to be made so that you can get to where you want to be. But we're going to let your guide come forward first, and then we'll see what changes that they're recommending for you in your health. Because I feel like right now, to get where you want to be, we're going to have to work on that, your physical self first, and then the emotional, mental, and spiritual. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so let's see who your guide is. Okay, so healer guides, they're very very wise about the human body. They help us with their chemicals in our body, and they can help us with our energies around us. And they have usually been in their previous lives, doctors, nurses, shaman, medicine men, medicine women, just very, you know, usually very spiritual, but also very knowledgeable and wise about the human body and what its requirements are, especially the ones that are with us. They know what our needs are, because every person's body is very different and the needs are very unique. So yours, I definitely feel a male vibration. Okay, yeah, okay. Let's see who we got here. Okay. Oh, I love this. I don't get this very often, but when I do, I love to see them like this. Okay, so he's coming forward, and I feel like he's got very dark skin, but and I feel he's got this beautiful like African vibration with him, because he's showing me what I would recognize as kind of like some paint on the face. I wouldn't be able to recognize what tribe that is, but he feels like he was a medicine man of some sort or a shaman at some point. Whenever he was here last, and he has very
right.
short hair, and I feel like, but he's got these like big earrings. It's almost like, have you ever seen those pictures where they have their earlobes kind of stretched out? I don't know if I've ever seen that in a spirit, and I think it's really interesting that
elongated. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've seen African guides, but not this. Like, this is very unique, and that's what I love. I've done countless spirit guide readings, and every time I can say that I'm always amazed by the
Ooh,
details they bring forward. And he's got just a lovely peaceful vibration, and I'm gonna see if I can get his name for you. I'm gonna write it down first, because I feel like sometimes when I if they speak in a different language or they use a different language that I don't know, they'll give me the syllables and I try to put it together. I feel like, okay, Mohan. B. I'm actually going to spell it for you if you want to write it down. This is your healer guide. M-O-H-A-M-B-H-I. And I could be mispronouncing it, but I feel like he's saying Mohambi. I'm probably mispronouncing that last part, but that's what I feel. So I'm going to give that to you so you can remember. And I feel like Mohambi is coming forward today. And he's got these, he's got like this walking stick that has kind of like, I don't want to say rattles, but at the top there is like, if he shakes it, it kind of makes a sound, not like a rain stick either, but it's very different. But it signifies something. And I feel like he's saying, we need to go for more walks together. And I feel like he's trying to encourage you to take the first step is what I hear. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what I also feel too is, okay. He's showing me, he said, okay. He said that when he was here, the one thing he loved the most was being able to take from his own garden, I guess, so like to take the food that he knew he made. And I don't know if he's recommending for you to actually start gardening or just to focus on, you know, bringing healthy foods into your life. I see a lot of greens and like spinach and lettuce. And I also feel like he's saying, okay. Yeah, well, the exact words he's using is, don't be afraid to experiment. Because he says that you like certain tastes is what I hear. And so sometimes it's hard to try new things or to become accustomed to a different type of texture and stuff. So what he's saying is, you know, it might take some trial and error, but don't be afraid to try following some new recipes, because I feel like, oh, he's trying to get you to nourish your body so that you can nourish your soul. Because I feel like there's around you, there's a lot of spiritual energy. So I feel like you, I don't know if you've ever thought about or have already done this, but working towards energy healing. Does that make sense? Where like, you've thought about it? Because I feel like that's with you. But I feel like until you heal yourself from the inside out, it'll be difficult for you to really embrace that path. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. That makes sense.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And so Mohambi is coming forward and saying, you know, let's work together on this. And he keeps calling me my child. So I have to give what he's saying. He's saying, my child, let's work on this together. And I feel like he's like holding your hand, and he really wants to take you on this journey because he's got so much love for you. I feel like there's a lot of, because when I'm seeing your aura, I see a lot of like violets and blues, and that's those are healing colors to me. So that tells me that he's ready and willing to work through you to help you send healing energies in whatever modality that you resonate with. But I do feel that he's also, you know, kind of bringing his hands over like over your chest and your abdomen and saying, okay, but let's get well here, and then we can, you know, share. You know, because sometimes people, they feel very inclined to learn about how to work with spirit or to send healing energies. But if they forget themselves, then it's difficult to do it with the highest vibration possible. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Good. Good. Okay. Well, I think, Melva, that's what he wanted to bring forward for you today. And I hope that helps you on your path. Okay.
That did.
It was really
Thank
wonderful
so
talking
much.
With you. Oh, you're welcome. Yes. Blessings. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Stay blessed.
Bye. Okay. And so we only have about 6 more minutes left. I'm hoping that after today, because this is my first try ever on the online radio, I will be hopefully making these an hour long so that we can do more exercises, meditations. I love to lead you through meditations as well as some teachings. You know, there's no reason why we can't try to take full advantage of the time we have here to learn and to grow together and to, you know, you guys can think of questions for next time, which will hopefully be around this time next week. So I have time for about one more caller, and then we're going to do a short and nice meditation to get you, you know, ready for your weekend as peaceful and as relaxed as possible. Hello there, you're on the air. May I have your name?
Yvonne.
Yvonne? Hi, Yvonne. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I'm enjoying this. Hope you've been enjoying the radio show so far. So,
yes, I have.
So you've heard how... thank you. So you've heard how I connect. I'm going to connect with your energy now. And because I only have a few minutes left, it'll be a short message, but hopefully we'll get right to the point and you'll get exactly what you need from Spirit, okay? Unless you had a question.
You.
Were you hoping for a question or a message? I should have asked first.
A message, please.
A message, of course. Okay. So just relax. I'm going to connect with your energy, Yvonne, right now. Okay. Okay, Yvonne. Okay, so as I'm connecting with your energy, I actually feel a bit of nauseous feeling in my tummy. So I don't know if that's excitement or anxiety that sometimes you carry with you, but I do feel that there's a bit, especially as I notice your chest area a bit more, I'm noticing that there's a bit of anxiety that you're holding on to on your chest. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, it can be difficult not to to sometimes when you how do you want to word that? Sometimes when you experience anxiety, it can be so subtle at first that you don't even realize you're still kind of holding on to it. But do you ever notice sometimes well, they're actually making me close my fists a little bit. So I feel like sometimes there's a bit of tension there. Do you ever notice that you become very aware of your body and sometimes it feels very tense?
Yes.
Okay, Yvonne. Let's see who we have here. Okay. And so I do feel a loved one coming forward for you, actually, Yvonne, today. And she, as a female vibration, I'm going to describe her the best that I can, and you let me know if you recognize her, okay? So when I connect with loved ones, they tend to provide information about their personality, their memories, and we'll see what she provides. I feel like she has a grandmotherly vibration with you, though. She would have been a mother and a grandmother here, so I'm going to describe her, and you let me know if you recognize her. Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, I feel like she was someone who was very, I feel like she was outgoing in her own way. Maybe not very, very talkative, but I feel like she was someone who liked to tell a good story and liked to, actively talk to the people that she loved. And I feel like she was very cheerful. She seems to have a smile about her, a pep in her step. And I feel like she was someone who tended to always see the brighter side of things. And I feel like this is something that she wants to bring to you as we're talking. And I feel with her that she's also, I feel like she tried, the words I'm hearing is that she tried her best in the kitchen, but it didn't always turn out the way she hoped. I also feel with her that she was very, she really doted on her family. I feel like she was someone who just gave it her all and loved everyone very much. Do you recognize her at all yet?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, so what I feel she's bringing, I'm sorry?
There's a couple people that I'm trying to see.
A couple. That's
I'm
good.
Listening.
It's a bit more information. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if you would have known this about her, but I feel like she enjoyed Sunday car rides. I feel like she liked to get out of the house when she could. And I feel, too, that she was someone who she wasn't very fussy about her appearance, but I feel like she took care of herself. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you recognize her now? Okay, good. Okay. And so what I feel with her, that she's coming forward today to remind you that you have such a beautiful loving energy within you. She's showing me your heart chakra, and it feels like you have the biggest heart. And you don't see this about yourself, she says. You don't see how beautiful and wonderful and loving you are. And she wishes you that the care that you have for others, that you would show yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, because she's saying that you would forgive anyone, you would go out of your way for anyone, but she says for yourself, you punish yourself, basically, is what I hear mentally, and you kind of, feel like you don't feel like you deserve what the happiness that's around you. And I feel like she really wants you to recognize how wonderful you truly are and that there's no need to feel that way. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and I've been better to myself.
Well, I'm sorry?
I have been better to myself.
Yeah, it's been since the past, but I still feel like there's, she's mostly showing me like your mental self-talk. It feels like you can be a little hard on yourself sometimes. And I feel like she's saying, let's just enjoy this time. Let's enjoy this life together. And I feel like she's saying, she's encouraging you to do things that you love. I feel like getting out and doing, learning new things and enjoying the time that you have here is very important for you. Does that make sense? It feels like she wants you to get out of your comfort zone, basically. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she's encouraging that. Yeah, it's tough, I know. But I feel like she's kind of holding your hand. And she's like, I'll be there every step of the way with you as you keep going. And I feel like you'll be a lot happier the more that you listen to your body and your spirit. I feel like the more that you listen and the more that you work towards finding your joy, that you will be in a much different place. Does that make sense to you? Okay,
yeah.
Yvonne, I'm so sorry, but that's all the time we have for today. But I hope that you'll call back another time, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay, take care. God bless. Okay, well, you know, it's only 9 seconds left. I was hoping to have time to lead you through a meditation, but that will be for next time. Thank you so much for listening. Blessings of love and peace to you all.